Brian, what's Matt. Happening?
Not much. Nice to be back.
It's good to be home.
Confines of this wonderful, beautiful, renovated basement.
It's nice. It's nice to be home.
It is. Traveling's fun, but it's nothing like the warmth, figuratively, obviously, because it's freezing outside of home.
What was the temperature like in Scotland?
It's like 40.
For anybody jumping on the podcast right now, Ryan's been in Scotland. Ryan's been in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Is it correct? Not on Scotland.
Not on Scotland.
Yes, well on Scotland. But
I've been
Scotland.
In it, on it, through it.
Yes, just raping Scotland. Oh. And I went to Texas and to South by Southwest. So now we're back. But what was it? So we're talking about how fucking freezing cold it is in the Northeast. But what was it like in Scotland?
It was a little warmer than here. It was like in the 40s and 50s during the day. But it's a crazy climate. It's actually kind of similar to Rhode Island. So all the locals, their like catchphrase is, it's like, oh, you don't like the weather today? Wait 10 minutes, because we'll literally wake up. It's a gorgeous day. We're going out, ready to tour. Because a lot of the touring is like motor coaching, but you're outside, so it could be a beautiful day. You're outside walking around, and all of a sudden it's just raining. There's no clouds. I don't know where the rain's coming from. I mean, I've always been under the impression that if it rains, it's got to come from a rain cloud. Apparently not in Scotland.
It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's like 40s, 50s, but it was mostly gorgeous. And then Austin was a little different than here.
It's a little different. But honestly, it was freezing in Austin.
Really?
I mean, for the type of weather that I'm used to at that time of year, like when we went, it's like 80 degrees, 80 to 85 degrees and sunny usually when we go. It was like 45, anywhere from 45 to like upper 60s. That was it. I mean, it got into like the 70s a little bit, and that was the warmest day. But one day I was outside, like I literally like wished I had gloves, like, and I wore a sweatshirt and a jacket.
Because it's all walking around outside, waiting in lines. Yeah.
So and when I was waiting in line for some of the movies, it was freezing. It was freezing out. So it was like weird weather. But it's freezing here.
It is.
It's so cold. It's so windy. I'm like done. Like the weather needs to break very like now.
I don't understand how for late March it's still like this. I feel like it was warmer in February.
Yeah, and we just got hit with all that snow too.
Thankfully, missed that. That was nice.
Yep. Was not here for that either. No shoveling for me. Hopefully, that'll be it for the year as well. So we'll see. I don't know. But Ryan, I'd love to hear more about Scotland.
So Scotland was, for those of you that don't know, I work for an escorted tour company in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Colette Tours, and every once in a while, employees get to go on a tour just to experience it. I'm in customer service, so the reason that I go is so that when I speak to people about tours, and now specifically the Scotland tour, I kind of have some personal experience that I can relate to it, whether it be flights or hotels or meals or the touring or transfers, anything like that. But we flew into Edinburgh, which is already skyrocketing towards the top of my list of favorite cities. Yeah. It's a gorgeous city, a lot of history in it. It's the capital of Scotland, even though it doesn't have the most people. It has like half the people of Glasgow. Glasgow is the most heavily populated city, but Edinburgh is the capital. And it's just like the main city. It's to this day when like, you know, Queen Elizabeth will come visit. They have a palace, which is actually right near where I stayed. It's called the Palace of Holyrood.
Okay.
And it's on the Royal Mile, they call it. The bottom of the Royal Mile is the palace, and the top of the Royal Mile is Edinburgh Castle.
All right.
Which is really cool, and the whole mile is just pubs, restaurants, gift shops, museums, all this stuff.
Nice.
But it's a good mix of, like, modern pubs, modern restaurants, really modern designs, especially like the Parliament building was designed by this like Spanish architect who just is like bamboo all over it. It's this bizarre site next to this 600-year-old castle.
Yeah.
And the castle's right in the heart of the city. You can tour it. They have like little things inside it. They have like the war memorial and all this stuff. So Edinburgh is a fascinating city. If you go to Scotland, my recommendation would be to start in Edinburgh and then plan your trip around there.
Lore podcast, right? I told Holly listens to it.
Yep.
I don't know if you've ever listened to it, but I just actually listened to one recently where they were talking about Edinburgh. Is that how you pronounce it? Edinburgh?
So the way they don't pronounce their consonants.
Okay,
so it's almost like Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Like it just kind of cuts off. So once you get to the B U R G H, it's just kind of like it's like Edinburgh. Because when I went through customs, they're like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Edinburgh." And the guy looked at me. And I'm like, you know what the fuck I mean. Come on, asshole. Yeah. Like, yeah. What are you going to go? New York? Like, come on. But yeah, they don't really pronounce their consonants. So it's like with Glasgow. I call it Glasgow. It's Glasgow. Like, oh, okay. The W is apparently silent. Okay. I'm like, eh, they just don't use consonants.
Well, Edinburgh and whatever. Yeah. Edinburgh. one of the episodes in the podcast was a really interesting episode about, like, ancient, like, not ancient times, but, like, probably, like, the, I don't know, the 1600s?
16s and 1700s was, like, the big rebellion. Yeah. That's when...
So there was, like, the old city, and then it was, like, walled off or something. Then there was, like, the new city mm-hmm. built on a hill or something, and there was, like, big, like... I've problems with, like, you know, the poor and the rich and the and yeah. all this crazy shit going on and people murdering each other and all yeah. this crazy stuff. But so very sounds like a very interesting place.
It is. It's the old town and the new town.
Yeah,
so
old
that's
town
what
new
it's
town.
Separated yeah, into. Yeah. I stayed in the old town, which is really cool because in the old town is where J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
is that where she's from?
I don't think she's from there. She might be from there.
The Lord and Savior of social media.
Yeah, so when she was, because I did some research on it, and I looked up some old interviews, and when she was starting Harry Potter, she was poor, basically. She didn't have any money. She was a struggling writer. And she went to this place called the Elephant House. It's like a little cafe in Edinburgh.
And that's where she wrote
it. And that's where she wrote it, and she said it was cheaper to have a cup of coffee than pay for the heat at her home.
What?
And then the first one came out, and it took off. And then during writing books 5 and 6, she was having some trouble, like, writing it at home. She just needed to clear her head. So she stayed at this place called the Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh, which is like a fancy hotel because obviously she had money then. But she always went back there kind of for inspiration. And a lot of the architecture of the churches, I've never seen the movies or read the books, but
are inspired
by that. And her kids still go to school in that city.
Really?
Yep.
That's really cool.
Which is really cool. It's a really, really fun city. We went out every night. Nothing crazy, but you can go out. A lot of people just like, oh, don't like, you know, the people get hammered there. I mean, they're absolutely.
Yeah, it's all English speaking.
Yep. Well, to a point. Some of them speak English, but it's like.
You can't understand.
You can't understand, especially when they start drinking. It's just, it sounds like all one long word. This is a whole conversation. But the people couldn't have been nicer. The food was great. I would definitely recommend it. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
And then
I want to check it out. I would love to go in that area.
Yeah, and then we also went to the Highlands too, which is just out of the city. So it's a cool contrast: 2 nights in the city, and then 4 nights, really just
I'm trying to
convince in nature
Linda to go on a trip like in that area of Europe, like go through like where Scotland is and like Norway and
Norway, Denmark.
Yeah.
It's like, all in that area.
I would love to go all in like that.
You can't go wrong.
It's kind of like northern-ish, like right. It's like. Just north of everything, right? I mean, all that stuff is like because the UK.
Yeah,
is Scotland part of the UK?
Yeah,
and then like okay, so
yeah, it's like it's Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, and in Great Britain.
Okay,
but yeah, it's definitely worth it, and it's a cool contrast because you get the city part of it, but then you kind of get that in the Highlands. Like we were going through towns that had like 200 people in them.
That's cool,
and it's just a different feel. It was really cool though.
Nice.
So, it was fun.
Nice.
And then you, of course, did South by Southwest, which we did together a couple years ago, and it was awesome. But it sounds like you really got your time's worth this time.
I got my fill this time. Yeah. I saw 21 movies in 5 days. It was a lot of movies. I mean, and like I was telling Lindy this, and she felt bad for me, but I'm trying to explain to her how like this is awesome. Like I go by myself. I really enjoyed going with you and stuff. It's nice to go with a friend because you get to do like all the things you really shouldn't do when you're by yourself. Like, it's really hard for me to go into a restaurant and be like, table for one. Like, you know, it's kind of like shit.
You're sitting by yourself?
First of all, it's shitty on me because all the restaurants are packed. If you need to take up a 4-person table or a 2-person table, it's kind of shitty. Number two, like, it's tough for me to, like, just go out to a bar and, like, get hammered, like, with, like, literally I'm on my own. Like, I'm not staying with anybody else, whatever. So I did, but instead, I just saw a lot of movies. And so I saw 21 movies. And these are the list of the movies. I'll just say them all quickly, and then I'll touch on a few of them later. So I saw Person to Person. That's with Abby Jacobson and Michael Cera.
Oh, wow.
It was the first movie. Cast. It was very underwhelming. I thought it was going to be better, but it was like it was very quirky.
Especially with those two?
Yeah. Well, Michael Cera was just hilarious, how he usually is hilarious, and same thing with her.
It just didn't fit.
The whole movie was like, meh. Alien, I saw the original Alien, but they also showed, like, the Covenant and the new movie clips from it. This Is Your Death with Josh Duhamel, and I forget her name, but she has a huge following, apparently, because I tweeted her name out, and, like, 5 fan accounts followed me on Twitter. She was Laurie from The Walking Dead.
Oh, I don't know who the actress's name, but
I couldn't believe how many fan accounts were on Twitter.
Was it her character from The Walking Dead or her
actress? Her actual name. I was like, she can't be in this much stuff.
I've never seen her in anything. She's in She's in that show Colony on USA
with
Sawyer from Lost, but apparently. I mean, unless a lot of people watch that.
This Is Your Death with Josh Duhamel. And also, I don't know her name, but she was Jean Grey from like the old X-Men movies.
Oh, she was in Taken?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, yep. A Bad Idea Gone Wrong, which had Badger from Walking Dead. Not Walking Dead, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad,
Matt Jones, he's hilarious. He's so funny.
That voice gets me.
He's just so comical, and he plays like the goofy guy. It was really good.
Nice.
Win It All with Jake Johnson.
I saw you share something from that didn't go to film school account or whatever.
Yeah,
on Facebook.
Today. So they were like talking about how it's like a micro-budget movie they shot on 16mm film. And it's just like how you can make a movie and you don't have to make a feature film this grand, huge thing. Like, it had a few shots, a few different, like, locations, a handful of actors, and that was it. And so it was him, Jake Johnson was in it, and then the guy from, he's in a ton of stuff. But he's like a side character. He's like the guy from I Love You Man, the one who's like, he screams real loud.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Give it all you've got.
He's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Exactly. Yeah, him. So that was good. Baby Driver, which I think was the best movie at South by Southwest. It's coming out in August. It's Edgar Wright's new movie.
That's the one we talked about a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking amazing.
Really?
So good. I'm gonna go back and touch on that. But anyway, I saw Muppet Guys Talking, which was a documentary about the guys who voice and control the Muppets on Sesame Street and on The Muppet Show. Mr. Roosevelt, which was Noelle Wells' like debut directing.
Oh, cool.
Acted in it, directed, and wrote it. It was super charming, really funny. Another one of those, like, it was filmed in Austin. It was, like, limited locations, limited actors, like, very, very cheaply made, but it was really good. And it was shot in 35. I felt really bad because during the showing of it, the 35, the old projector kept cutting out. So they had to, like, stop and reset it. And it did it a few times and, like, fucked up the sound. But it's like, that's this kind of shit you have to go through when you're working with an old projector.
Yeah.
But it was still, it looked really good. Atomic Blonde, which is the new Charlize Theron movie, which is the same David Leitch, who did the first John Wick movie.
Okay.
It's a similar type thing. The plot kind of lost me. It kind of got a little confusing.
Yeah.
The action was good, but, yeah. Patty Cakes, which is a really cool little, like, kind of like 8 Mile. It's like 8 Mile meets, I don't even know, but it's like this like, girl, this, like, really overweight girl. She's, like, maybe late teens, and she wants to be a rapper.
Okay.
And so she, like, hangs out with this little Indian dude, and they just, like go around and they rap and try to, like, make a mixtape. It's great. It's really funny. Hot Summer Nights, which is really good, too. Nobody in it that you'd really know, though. There's, I'm trying to think if there's any. It's, like, a bunch of unknowns, but really good movie and directorial debut from this guy, Elijah, I forget his last name. But anyway, it was good. Free Fire with Brie Larson, and I don't know his name. He's the Scarecrow from the first Batman movie with Christian Bale.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. He's kind of like is that the guy in Peaky Blinders?
Too? Yes, the guy from Peaky Blinders. Yeah. Yep. So he's in it. Really good. That's literally shot in one room. It's a gun deal gone wrong, and they're in this warehouse, and so the two people who are, like, buying the guns and selling the guns from each other, like, they go into this giant shootout. It's like an hour and a half long shootout. It's crazy, man. It's kind of wild. Colossal, which is Nacho Vigilero.
I've seen stuff about that.
It's the one with Anne Hathaway and Jason
Sudeikis. Yes, okay.
Yep, and the guy from Holes. The counselor. I don't know his name. He's also in Band of Brothers. Not Band of Brothers. Oh, Brother Where Art Thou.
Okay.
Mission Control, The Unsung Heroes of Apollo, which is a documentary about the guys who work in Houston and then, like, were, like, talking to the people who go to the moon and stuff.
Right up your alley.
Really awesome. Becoming Bond, the second best movie I saw South by Southwest. It's a documentary about George Lazenby, or Lazenby, however you pronounce his name. He's an Australian guy. Used to be a mechanic. And he, like, faked his way into becoming the next James Bond after
Pierce Brosnan?
No.
Craig?
The first one.
Oh, Sean Connery?
After Sean Connery, he came on before Roger Moore. Really good. It was done, and I think I texted you this. It was done in the style of, it was an interview, like a one-on-one interview with him, George Lazenby, and the guys asking him questions, the director, Josh Greenbaum, who did a fucking excellent job. And then it's acted out, like, through, like, recreations, but it's done drunk history style. So some of the words are links it, are, like, you know, like,
lip-sync. Yeah, lip-sync. Yeah. Even though it's not, like, the correct history, they do it however what the guy's saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool. Like, this doesn't really make sense, but this is how he's telling it. Like, it's so good. And he even came out and said it after. He's like, someone asked a question, like, where did you get the inspiration from? And he said, well, it's clearly a history, an episode of Drunk History. Like, that's what it is.
That's pretty cool.
Which was awesome. So that was cool. Game of Death, which is just, like, a really cheesy, campy, like, horror movie. Really good. I liked it. It was enjoyable. Bill Nye the Science Guy, which is actually... I totally forgot about this, but I actually kickstarted the project, and my name was in the credits.
Really?
Yeah. So I gave money toward, like, to fund it on Kickstarter, and yeah, my name was
in the
credits. Nice. So, and that was good. Fits and Starts, which was... Fits and Starts. I don't know I don't know what the actor's name is, but it's basically about two writers. It's a husband and wife, and the wife is really successful writer, and the husband's, like, just, like, trying to get going, and, like, his, like, struggle, like, dealing with, like, living with a partner who's, like, a really successful writer, and he's, like, not. And the girl from... Did you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
The one who, like, Jason Biggs cheated on Piper with.
Okay.
What's her name? The best friend.
Yeah.
The best friend of Piper, who's not in jail. But anyway,
I know what you mean, yeah.
She's in it.
Okay.
She's hilarious. And then The Strange Ones, which was a fucking weird movie to end the week on. It was super strange. It was about this, like, this really fucked up story about, like, some the kid that lives in the woods, this, like, backwoods area, and then, like, his, like, neighbor, like, watches him. Like, he's, like, this older guy, like, maybe, like, 30, like, watches him during the day, like, while his dad's at work. But then, like, one day his dad's, like, murdered, and then they take off and go into the woods, and, like, it's fucking weird.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't even begin to describe it, but Becoming Bond and Baby Driver were the two best I saw, one documentary, one narrative. Baby Driver is amazing. I really highly suggest that you avoid all the trailers. You probably saw the one trailer.
For Baby Driver?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Don't watch the trailer.
No?
Don't watch it. Because I went
into it. Just go into it?
Yeah, I went blind. Into it, like... I was in line for it. I'm like, okay, this movie has Jamie Foxx, has John Berthold, it has Lily James, who is the new Cinderella in the new Cinderella movie. Ansel Elgort, who's the kid from Fault in Our Stars, who's, like, kind of new, who fucking killed it. And then Kevin Spacey. So I'm like, all right, this cast is pretty legit. So this is going to be one of the movies that's going to be more popular. I ended up waiting a block away. I didn't think I was going to get in. That's how popular, like, it was. I had to sit way up in the balcony, but the way they do it, it's he called it an action movie or a car chase movie driven by music. So this kid, Baby, the main character, Ansel, he's a getaway driver for bank robbers.
Okay.
And he has this weird fucked up thing in his head where he has a hum all the time. Like, he got into an accident when he was a kid. So he has this, like, hum in his head. And to make it go away, he puts in earbuds and listens to music all the time. And he can't do anything if he's not listening to music. So that's, like, but everything is, like, choreographed to the music. So he puts it in, and, like, he has to wait until a certain part in the song, and then he puts it in drive, and then he, like, turns the car on, and, like, it's fucking awesome. It's so good. And it has, like, it's basically a diegetic soundtrack from the whole movie. Like, it's, like, music that you shouldn't hear, but he hears, and nobody else hears it. So it's a weird mix of non-diegetic and diegetic music, and it was awesome. It was fucking crazy. Kevin Spacey's so underrated. Kevin Spacey's such an underrated actor, and he's great, but he's underrated.
Ah.
That's the only way I can describe it.
I feel like it's always surprising when he pops up and he's great, but it shouldn't be surprising. He's
like, that's
just
what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
really, what's the last movie he was in? I can't even think.
He hasn't done really...
Because he's been doing House of Cards and...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he, like, has his hands full with that, and I'm sure they're paying him well, where he doesn't really have to do anything he doesn't want to
do. And he was on that betting website that... that we linked to from Average Nobodies, he was the odds-on favorite to host next year's Oscars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
kind of out of the blue.
Yeah. Like I said, he shouldn't be underrated. He's so good, but he's still underrated, like, no matter
how. Yeah, he is. I agree.
So, he was awesome. John Berthold is, like, I feel bad for him, kind of, because he gets pigeonholed as the same character in everything
he's really good at it.
But he's really good at it, and it seems like he's having a good time doing it. You know what I mean? Like, he got his lead role as the Punisher, like, now, because he's getting his own show as the Punisher on Netflix.
Did you see The Accountant?
I didn't. Was he in that same thing? It's okay. I figured.
But he's very good at it.
I feel a little real bad for him, but like I said, it seems like he's having a good time doing it, so I don't feel that bad.
I mean, it's better than not working.
John Hamm is a gem.
John Hamm's in it?
Yeah. John Hamm's a gem. He's so... Him and his wife are part of a bank robbing team. and he's like his women's wife. Rock. He's so good.
I love John
Hamm. And he is so, he's one of those guys that like, you get like anxious watching the movie because he's a scary guy. Like that's how real it feels.
Really?
Like, he's a scary guy. And Jamie Foxx is in it, and it's the feeling you get when you first watch Training Day with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like that really uneasy feeling?
Yeah.
That's the
like,
feeling.
Like this guy's a bad apple.
Yeah, he's going to kill you. Like Jamie Foxx has that too.
Just like preserve himself at all costs.
Yes. Yeah. John Hamm is a fucking animal in this movie. So good. And Edgar Wright, like, really hasn't done anything, like, recently since the World's End. The movie with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
The third of, like, he did, like, Shaun of the Dead, and then he did Hot Fuzz. And
I like The World's End.
Yeah. All three of those movies are good. And he also did Scott Pilgrim versus the World. But this was... it's just exceptional. I texted you. I said, this is the reason why I like movies. Like, these type of movies are the...
It seems like a very unique way to kind of film a movie, too. It's not just like a normal action car chase type movie. No. Excuse me.
And it was just so good. The cast was there after. John Hamm was there. Ansel was there. And so they did like a little Q&A. So good. And I left, and I got outside, and they were giving away signed posters from the director. So I have an Edgar Wright signed Baby Driver poster.
That's awesome.
So Texas was awesome. But, I mean, I really didn't spend much time out of the theater or my hotel room, so that's really
awesome. Yeah, but that's kind of you got to maximize your minutes. So that's awesome.
It was fucking awesome. Great time. And then I shot to Colorado for the end of the weekend and went snowboarding in Vail.
How's that?
That was fucking awesome, too. Yeah? Yeah, that was crazy. I'd never been out there. I never snowboarded on the west, like, in the Rocky Mountains.
Now, did the altitude...
It bothered me.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I'm just out of breath in general, so I'm usually out of breath in general going up and downstairs, but it's a good thing to blame it on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's goddamn altitude.
it's fucking altitude. Give me oxygen. So out of breath. Matt, you're not moving.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there.
You're laying on the couch.
But it gets you. The place where we were staying at was... I'm going to get this wrong. The place where we were staying at is 8,000 feet, and where we were at the mountain was almost 12,000.
Jeez. That's high.
It's very high. It's very high. You are up there. Like, you are very up there. And the mountains are huge. Like, we took a gondola, like this big, like, enclosed gondola ski lift up to what I thought was the top. You get off, and then you go to another lift, and it takes you to the very top. Wild shit. Wild. It was wild. So, a lot of fun. It's good to be home, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can get back into this. We've almost been not doing a podcast for, like, 3 weeks now.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, because we couldn't get it the week before, and that, you know, it just wasn't working out, and then obviously you weren't here last week.
Yeah, so.
Nice. But. Well, I mean, to stay on the movie kick, I watched four movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm excited to talk to you about this.
Between both, so on British Airways, you have the video screen and your headrest and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched Allied with Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard. Yes. Very good.
That's the one that supposedly he cheated on Jolie. Right? Didn't he cheat on Jolie?
That's what everyone's saying. But that's what everyone said when he did Mr. and Mrs. Smith and he was dating, married Jennifer Aniston. He cheated. Maybe he did. I don't know. Whatever. It's not my business.
Well, maybe.
I watched Independence Day Resurgence.
How was that?
So I heard it wasn't bad.
I heard it was bad. Like, I knew it was going to be bad.
Let's put it this way. I'm glad I watched it on a plane because I could fall asleep and doze in and out. It was not great.
Okay.
And I'm glad Will Smith wasn't in it. Like, sure. Everyone made a big stink about him not being in it. Why waste your time with that?
Did it hurt Jeff Goldblum?
No, because he's Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, I mean, whatever. He was good. Magnificent Seven, which I really liked.
The new one with
Chris Pratt, Denzel. I thought it was good. And you know why? Because the guy who played the villain is a great actor.
What's his name? I always forget his name. He kind of looks like Bill Paxton, rest in peace.
A little bit.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh, what the hell? He always plays a bad guy.
Yeah. He's a dick. I know.
But that's why. So now, like, when they're coming up with the plan and all that, I mean, it worked. It's the same reason why all Stallone's movies work. Because he gets these terrible, irredeemable bad guys, so you want to root for the good guys.
Oh, I don't know how to say
his Vincent D'Onofrio? Yeah, he was hysterical in it. He plays this, like, mountain man.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah. And he's Alexander Sarsgaard's brother.
I did not know that they were brother.
He has to be his older brother, and they don't look anything alike.
No, they don't look anything alike.
But the fourth movie I watched was Arrival, which...
So what did you think about
Arrival? I loved it. I thought it was a really cool, different type of like they just kind of turned the genre of alien movies upside down. Yeah. And it had, I mean, aliens were obviously a big part of it, but it was more about every other character. Yeah.
So this is gonna be a spoiler cast, just so everybody knows. Yeah. We're gonna be spoiling the
because show. Because I have some questions about the time frame of it, about how it was filmed, because they do a lot of flashbacks, they do a lot of, you know, back and forth on her life.
Yeah.
So when she was doing this and figuring out the language they were speaking in, then she finally figured out that the aliens were really trying to bring the world together. Yeah. Like, that's why they came in 12 different ships, right?
Yes.
And then they said, we're going to need your help 3,000 years in the future.
Yeah.
What was the timeline of her daughter being born and dying? Did that happen after?
It happened before.
Okay.
So it happened before. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but she kept, I think, the reason.
So then did she have another kid after?
I don't.
With
I'm trying.
Jeremy
no,
Renner?
No, wait. No, no, no. I'm sorry. I absolutely recap. No, it was after.
Okay.
The thought she was having was like to the future. I think she was having so she was, a weird life.
So maybe the gift they gave her was that she could see what was going to happen in the future.
Yeah. I wish I had watched it more recently to like try to figure
because
out.
Because the thing that confused me was there's a part where she says something about like her something about her husband. And Jeremy Renner's like, you were married? So that's why, like, I knew he wasn't the husband before.
Yeah. I think she has, like, she's sensitive to, like, the future. And I don't know if that's an alien thing. Now, I wish I had watched it more recently. But that's the future.
Okay.
It was the future.
So I thought it was great. I just was a little confused in that. And I talked to Holly about it. And she said that the aliens gave her, like, the gift that they gave her was that she could see into the future, which I understood, but I just was still confused about when this, you know, her kid was born. Because it seems like she knew what was going to happen to the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. She had, like, that struggle of whether they should have the kid or not.
Right. And right? It seems, and then that's why the husband left, because she told the husband, the kid's going to die.
Yeah.
And he refused to believe it. Yes. And I don't know if it was Jeremy Renner or the first husband.
Jeremy Renner.
Right.
It was really cool.
I thought it was really cool.
The language, like, they needed them to understand the language so they could help them.
Because it's interesting. Look, we're getting closer and closer to, there's life out there, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to come as, like, a giant squid or what.
It was really well done. And
yeah.
I think the writing was super unique. Like you didn't see anything like that anywhere. Like,
no.
I've never seen a movie like that anywhere. It was really good and really well shot.
Yes, too. It was
very
gorgeous.
Simple.
Yeah, dark like the dark color. Dark. Everything was in rainy or cloudy or. But yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm always interested with those type of movies to see how they draw up like the spaceships. You know.
Yeah.
Like, this one was more kind of like a.
It's like a pea pod. Like,
yeah.
It's like a beam.
Like, because usually they're the UFO shape.
Yeah, very simple.
So it's kind of cool to see that. Yeah, I like that.
Because it kind of like, if you think about it, it's like when they do movies like that, like you're like, yeah, well, I guess that's what a spaceship could look like. Like, we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Like, we have no idea.
Right.
Like, we just think like, we think of like the UFOs from like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
These little fucking saucers. But they could really be anything.
And
aliens could look like anything.
Come in cars.
I love how they call them Abbott and Costello. They come in cars. Hey, excuse me.
Beep, beep.
How they called the aliens Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
But yeah, definitely the best of the four movies. Not that it had a lot of competition, but I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
To go back to Magnificent Seven, I'd eventually like to see that. I think I'll wait till it like pops on my TV someday. But it's so, when you have a cast with that many good actors in it, and then you make it a Western, it's, right, it was a Western?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, it's hard. It's hard not to hit like with like something like that. It's hard not to like
it was
make
fun.
That great. Yeah, yeah.
Chris Pratt was like the comic relief, but he was, you know, he was like a very experienced gunslinger. Like, obviously that's why he was called upon.
Yeah.
Denzel got everybody together. But yeah, it was good. And like I said, Peter Sarsgaard is one hell of a villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was,
I did not know he was brothers with him.
Yeah. And the brother is in a movie, a show I'm watching on HBO, Big Little Lies.
Okay.
It's him, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon. Adam Scott. That.
Okay.
And who the hell's the girl from Shailene Woodley? But yeah, it's very good. It's based on a book that Holly read, but it's good stuff.
It's cool.
It's interesting. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. I saw a movie with it's Alexander Skarsgård is his brother.
Yes. Right? He's the one who doesn't have a show.
He was in a movie I saw last year at South by Southwest, I think. It was called shit, I fucking forget now. But it was like, it was with Michael Pena. It's like, kill everyone or hate everyone or something. It was really good. They were two cops. Were, oh, I'm going to look it up right now. There were two cops and they were really good. War on Everyone.
Ah, it was good?
It, yeah, it was. I don't think you ever saw the light in theaters or anything, but if you happen to see, I got to imagine it's on Netflix. It was kind of it was like weird, but it was kind of cool. He was awesome in it, though. I was in his car. He's so handsome.
He's devilishly handsome.
I can't believe he's not more like in more movies.
Right. I feel like he would just be like a McConaughey or someone who just. No, he's in Tarzan, I guess.
I was like 10 feet from Josh Duhamel in Texas, and I wanted to jump in front of a bus. Like, he's so handsome, it's ridiculous. It's not fair.
Nah.
It's not fair.
It's like the perfect symmetrical
He's like 6'3". He has this beautiful flowing hair. He has a little bit of gray now on the side, like just above his ears.
Which is just going to be more endearing.
Which is just unfair. Like, it's just like cheating. Just padding the stats. So I saw him, and I saw Fassbender was there, which is also an unfair person.
Right.
Jay McBride, who is hilarious. He moonwalked onto the stage.
Did he?
Yeah. From when Ridley Scott called Alien? Him out.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
And, it was cool. A bunch of, like, Noelle Wells. I actually saw her on the street. Like, I was waiting in line for the next movie, and I had just saw her movie. And she was, like, walking up the sidewalk to the corner, and I was like, oh, really loved your movie. And I was just talking to her about it for a second.
Did you scream at her?
I said, hey, Noelle, I really loved your movie.
Did she get startled, hit by a bus?
Tell me about Saturday Night Live. Tell me.
Speaking of Saturday Night Live, how about the lineup of hosts they have for the end of the season?
It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable. They really went out of their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really capitalizing on a great season.
And I guess starting with Louis C.K.'s episode, it's for the first time ever, it's going to be broadcast live all over the country.
I read that today. So go through the list of...
So Louis C.K.,
yeah.
April 8th. Then Jimmy Fallon, April 15th.
The king of breaking.
Yeah.
He's
going to Then Chris Pine, mm-hmm. May 6th. Melissa McCarthy, May 13th.
I can't wait.
And The Rock, May 20th for the finale.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. It's all... So you think about, like, Louis C.K. has been great on SNL before.
He's amazing.
Jimmy Fallon is a veteran.
And you gotta believe Timberlake's coming.
Oh, my God.
They haven't announced musical guests for any of them yet, but what the hell else is he doing?
It's gotta be Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Sean Spicer. And you know that's gonna be Abby Baldwin episode with Trump.
Chris Pine. I like Chris Pine. I mean, I don't think he's ever hosted, and The Rock is going to be their new go-to.
Yeah. Did you see his Instagram post the other day? He said he drove a ball 490 yards, a golf ball. The record is 515.
Yeah, I know the record.
He said he drove the ball 490.
Huh.
But I believe it. Like, it wasn't a video.
There's
no reason for him to lie. And I absolutely think that if he was even a semi-good golfer and he could make connection with a driver... He would. I'm surprised he didn't go into orbit.
Yeah. The only thing with golf is it doesn't really matter on the velocity.
It's your
form. But still, I mean, he can do anything. Yeah. Maybe the ball is just like, you know, I'm going to help you out today. You're a good guy.
Yeah, maybe. The wind.
You hit it into a wind tunnel. That's not fair.
So that's going to be awesome. But I think that's all I got for this week.
I think we should hype up. Don't say yet. But next week we should unveil the announcement of what we're going to be doing next Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
I'll put on next week's podcast.
But yeah, this is a little teaser of what's going to happen next week. So just something's happening. We're going to announce it next week.
Involve guns in elementary schools. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Schwartz is looking nervous. Vicious Lies and Dangerous Deceit. I think it's a big boy album. I don't know. I can't look at you?
Our only fan. Live in studio.
All right. So if you have any comments or questions about this week's episode, please leave us a voicemail at 401-285-8120. We'll play on the next episode, and we'll answer your question live or comment live on the thing. Or if you just want to call us assholes, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine. Okay. If that's what you want to do at your time.
That's good for you. If
you
got time to kill, you can do that.
Yeah. And don't forget, we're all over social media, at Average Nobody's on Twitter, AverageNobodies.com on our blog, mm-hmm. which... It's firing out posts daily. We got a couple new contributors that are that's a lot of fun. So now we're covering a lot of different things now.
Yep.
We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TheAverageNobodies. And we're also on YouTube, which is youtube.com/TheAverageNobodies.
Yep. And you can check out some videos I posted from South by Southwest on our YouTube. One of them is getting like crazy hits right now. It's like almost at 12,000 views.
Alien?
It's the alien one with Ridley Scott and
that's a cool video.
Captain Waterston, yeah. So check out our YouTube and leave us a voicemail. Again, it's 401-285-8120. And please, if you can, avoid it. Do not watch Baby Driver trailer. Wait until August and go see it in the theater. Just go see it. That's all I can say. So, all right. Until next time, guys, I'm going to leave you with this.